from north, south, east, west. Get yourself a ticket for Once Upon a Tour. Let's move across the land to meet the swinging, singing man, Mr. Phil Harris. The Happy Now
from the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Once upon a time, when Uncle Wiggily was going to the 5 and 7 cent store to get a box of
stool softener capsules
for Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy, the lady muskrat housekeeper, he heard voices behind a lollipop bush.
Out of the heavens came a choir of angels. They were singing. They were happy.
Probably high on something.
They sang loud praises to God.
Meanwhile,
a Neanderthal man lurks nearby.
The hillside buzzed with the glory and excitement. Christ, the Savior, was born.
And I'll tell you something else, too. The same thing goes for Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for start time? Are you ready for start time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over.
Plus, you got a great big
said that I loved you. Over and over, honey, 'cause it's the truth. Over and over, they still says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got
personality,
walk
with personality,
talk
with personality,
smile
with personality,
charm
with personality.
Plus you got a great big heart. Now
over and over.
Whoa,
over
I'll
and
be
over.
A fool for you.
Over and over.
What more can I do?
Welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Today, it's our annual Christmas cut-up, part one. There's going to be two parts. One today, and one on Christmas Day. You know, in the last few years, we've done these little sound collages and cut-ups and remixes to, you know, alleviate the burden that is the overwhelming amount of terrible Christmas music. There is so much. In essence, all Christmas music is bad, and it kind of fits the Amateur Hour motif. So instead of playing you a few songs, I'd sift through everything. All the weirdness, all the cheesiness, and a few classics as well, and I remix them, and I change them, and I tweak them to make a few points here or there. To see where it goes. I don't know where it goes. But this year, because it's been so extra fun with everything that's been going on in the world, this is a bah humbug Christmas cut-up. Yeah, a lot of dark humor, a lot of satire. So if you're not into that whole thing, I don't know what you're doing on CKUW. But if you don't like it, you could probably tune into something that's a little nicer. If you do enjoy leaning into the absurdity, then please stay with us for this entire Christmas cut-up that's going to be going on for the next 50 minutes or so here on Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, and the annual Christmas cut-up. Next week's going to be far more lighthearted for Christmas, so you can look forward to that. But without further delay, let's get to it. DJ Ebenezer Scrooge here is going to do a little turntablism magic. And a little editing and a little mix of maybe some fairy dust as well. And we'll see what happens on the other side of this. Here is the Bah Humbug Christmas cut-up on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Enjoy.
Christmas. la, la, la.
Have to come around early to check and make sure I have my record straight. Ho, ho, ho! Here it is.
Christmas time. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time.
Razor blades.
For everyone.
Razor blades.
Yeah, I think I've still got it.
Razor blade.
Yeah.
1940.
I don't know why you pick on that thing. Big deal. Everybody has little things they do that are weird.
Listen to this.
Simply having spirits, and that's enough.
Welcome to my Space Age Bachelor Pad.
Buenas, mis amigos. Happy holidays. I am so glad you could make it. My, you look ravishing tonight. I love the boots. And you look so dashing. The cut of that suit is impeccable. Now, please, come in and make yourselves at home. You will find the bar over there. There's a lovely view of Venus tonight. And I'm sure your ears will take you to where the band is playing in the back room. And, oh yes, the mistletoe is right over. Ah, it seems to be occupied right now. Well, just relax and have a fabulous time. Feliz Navidad, baby.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas.
Snow, 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 snow and snow.
Christmas at the iceberg. Christmas at the iceberg.
In Washington, at the headquarters of the OSI, Office of Scientific Intelligence, Steve Austin is conferring with Oscar Goldman.
Oscar, what is so important that I have to interrupt my Christmas vacation?
Steve, I received a call from the National Weather Service early this morning.
What's the problem?
The polar ice cap at the North Pole.
Don't keep me in suspense, Oscar.
It's melting, Steve. If the rate of thaw continues at its present speed, the entire northern hemisphere could be under 2 feet of water by Christmas Day.
That's only 5 days from now.
Steve, you must get up to the polar region immediately. On an Air Force jet streaking north to the polar ice cap.
Oscar, do you have any idea who might want to melt the ice cap?
The White House office has been consistently rewriting documents to lowball the science on global warming.
Red light, we're almost at the jump site.
Jump site?
There's the green light. See you on the ground. Don't get your feet wet.
After landing on the Arctic terrain, Steve and Oscar were accosted by
White House official Philip Cooney
at gunpoint, captured and locked up in an old warehouse.
Is the wound serious, Oscar? I don't think so, Steve. Looks like a scratch. Where are we? It's a warehouse of some sort. Look at these boxes. Why, they're loaded with toys. Oscar, you don't think... Hey, who's that?
They'll never believe this in Washington.
They'll believe anything in Washington, Mr. Goldman and Colonel Austin. Could we strike a deal in some bionic man dolls? I think it would really help business.
Maybe later, but first tell us what's going on here.
It started out as
a lot of carbon dioxide, greenhouse gases.
If he floods out my warehouses by Christmas, I won't be able to deliver any of these toys.
Not to mention what it could do to the entire world. We'd better hurry. There are only 2 days left until Christmas. Getting
Philip Cooney's
gun shouldn't be too difficult. But we have to help Santa get his elves back to work.
I don't know how to do it.
You might give in to some of their demands.
Never!
Major cities will be underwater and you will all be dead.
Pretty sure of yourself.
I have planned this operation very carefully. Those stupid elves provided the perfect cover. They too will soon be prisoners.
Oh no, we won't. Don't move. Drop your weapon. I have an L5 laser pistol in my hand.
You won't take me!
Delegates to an international climate meeting sets limits on so-called greenhouse gases.
It's all over. Coming back to the United States to face trial.
First, he's going to tell us where the heat generators are located.
The U.S. and China and other developing countries.
Later, after all the heat generators have been cleared and Oscar has seen that the temperature is falling back to normal, he and Steve prepare to leave with their prisoner.
I don't know how to thank you, gentlemen.
Well, I hate to ask for anything, but I'm sure my office would like to analyze that automatic laser pistol.
Of course. And we will give one to Colonel Austin so he will have something to play with.
You mean it's a toy?
You see, these days, Christmas is all about money.
Hello, welcome to Kmart. We're glad you're here. At Kmart, our associates are dedicated to serving you. If you need assistance or just have a question, our associates will be glad to help you anytime. And as always, thank you for shopping.
For years, economists have defined the economic health of a country by its gross domestic product. Trouble is, every time a forest falls, the GDP goes up. With every oil spill, the GDP goes up. Every time a cancer patient is diagnosed, the GDP goes up. Is this how we measure economic progress? Economists must learn to subtract.
We are the most voracious consumers in the world. A world that could die because of the way we North Americans live.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself on our product.
Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack?
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Man, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No. No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
That's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
For there are just 13 shopping days left until Christmas.
I got
got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order if please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
I got that Christmas shopping blues. Got that Christmas shopping blues. Got that Christmas shopping blues all day.
Stop Christmas.
The 12th thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Charities.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of
this. I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Christmas Eve at the office, tying up loose ends, for going home to my family, my hearth, and a few friends. Jumped on the freeway, gee, what a mistake. I've sat here for hours, how long will this take?
They think it's a waste of money. They think it's a waste of money. 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 Money.
Why not be smart?
They think it's a waste of money.
It's a crowd of settlers with torches.
Hey, Paul, gotta go around.
Huh? Well, not so fast, boss. Let me have a look.
There they are! Let them have it!
Merry Christmas, our great!
Well, Merry Christmas, neighbors!
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas. And whoever hung that mistletoe over my trash can, well, I say, hooey and bah humbug!
That's just noise to my ears. People's greetings and families meeting. I'm getting sick on Christmas cheers. And all those clever cards that rhyme. Oh, oh, I hate Christmas time. Dig what I'm saying?
I'm an elf. Work, 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 work. I'm an elf. Work, 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 work. I'm an elf. Work, 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 work.
Turn me up and make some toys.
Good morning, Jim.
How's it going, Frank?
Oh, good to see you again, Bill.
Don't talk to me till I have my morning cold.
I didn't get
much sleep last night.
Wow, I got 30 whole minutes.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Sure.
You need more sleep.
You know, I feel a little bit guilty, though. We got so much to do.
Oh, it is
good work, but it sure does take a toll on your elf body.
Oh, say such a toll on your elfin body.
From the top of my hair curls to the bottom of my feet curls. Everything hurts. Christmas is 2 days away.
How are
we going to do it all?
Oh, no.
Every year, it's the same thing. We're pushed to the limit.
That limit?
Oh, it's not fair.
Yes, we better get out.
Work till the work is through.
Lug those barrels. Tote those crates. Get a move on. We got toys to make. Pound that hammer. Tighten that screw. We got orders to fill. Hop to it, crew.
Mr. Bossman, sir, we've run some tests and found in the princess jewelry sets toxic levels of lead. Just look.
Never mind that. Get back to work.
A doohickey broke. The workroom's filling up with thick black smoke. An explosive blast. 14 were killed, and 10 are trapped in the rubble still.
Nothing to see here. Move along. Get back to work and sing that song. Now! Sing it!
The factory waste is seeping into the ground. The snowbank is bubbling murky brown. The trees have withered. The reindeer are sick.
Get back to work or you'll taste my whip.
Come on, fellows. Let's get back to work.
Not until we discuss a change in the working conditions.
Curio, since when do you speak for the others?
I'm the foreman. We demand a higher salary and better hours.
We need to organize and make it clear. There are basic rights that we must have.
We can discuss that after Christmas. We only have 6 days left until delivery, Christmas Eve.
That old routine won't work anymore, Santa Claus. We have to earn a decent living. No pay increase, no work.
Then I will hire other elves to finish the toys.
No, Santa, you won't do that either.
And just who is going to stop me? You're destroying my toys.
Christmas is almost here. We've worked so hard the whole damn year. We can't do this anymore. Watch out, Santa. This means war. This year we fight.
Elves.
It's all our night.
Elves.
We'll cut Santa's bloody throat and we'll run off in the night. We work too hard.
Hard.
And get no pay.
Pay.
Strike and called in this gun-toting terrorist to be his enforcer, and they locked me up in here.
Hell with it. Christmas is cancelled.
Santa Claus is drinking. Santa Claus is drinking. Santa Claus is drinking. Santa Claus is drinking.
There was tension in his gonads and discomfort in his diaphragm, and his stomach thought he wanted to belch. There was tension in his gonads and discomfort in his diaphragm. And his stomach thought he wanted to belch. There was tension in his gonads and discomfort in his diaphragm. And his stomach thought he wanted to belch.
This is a song that I recorded on my first Christmas album, Rocky Mountain Christmas, back in 19... It was written by my old friend Bill Danoff, who lives here in Washington, D.C. And when we first recorded the song, we thought it was a very funny song and really enjoyed doing it. But over the years, it's taken on a little bit more of a serious tone, and although we still do it kind of lightly, there are broader feelings, perhaps, that I have about the song.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. And I want to tell you, folks, Hide all again.
Excuse me, sir. I don't think you're scaring the kids. Have you been drinking? I'm sorry, sir. This is not acceptable. Okay, that's it. I'm calling security.
In Santa's kitchen, Mrs. Claus did all she could to make her Santa feel like his jolly old self.
Oh, my, my, what a sad look.
I'm worried, Mrs. Claus. Things just may not work out right this year.
Just put on that happy face again, Santa.
I did that last year.
Aww.
No, Mrs. Claus, it's really serious this year. I'm afraid my... Oh, oh, oh! It will sound more like an... Oh, no, no, this season.
Why?
I'm going to need something more, and I don't know what it might be.
Get ready. I'm going to tell you in a few moments. And I want to surprise you with the answer to this problem.
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen a boy named Alex?
No.
Is that true?
It is true.
He probably went to try and find the prophet.
That means he's lost in time.
We must think hard before we wish, said the woodcutter.
Yes, we must be sure to make good wishes.
They talked for a long time. They thought of many wishes.
I wish I had a nice piece of sausage right now.
Clatter, boom, clatter, bang. A loud noise came from the chimney, and down fell a great long piece of sausage onto the floor.
You could have wished for a whole pig, said the woodcutter's wife. You could have wished for a whole farm of 100 pigs. Only a fool would wish for just one sausage.
You are right. You are right. I am sorry.
And away they all flew like down.
Have you got it? I'm going to wait for you. But I'll fall asleep on this record, and you can wake me up in a few moments, then I'll tell the answer to it.
Mary.
Isn't it true that the birth of Jesus was told about a long time before it happened?
My parents say that's not true. They're still waiting for the Messiah to come, and I don't believe it either.
My Sunday school teacher said that the Bible prophets, Isaiah and Micah, both told about the birth of Jesus.
We could just find one of those prophets.
No, you don't understand. They're not here anymore. They lived a long time ago.
But we could use the time machine
and talk to them.
It would prove that Jesus really is the Messiah.
I'd really like to see the place where Jesus was born. Is that possible to do with a time machine, CD?
Yes, you must program the microtransmitter according to the quadratic formula divided by E equals MC squared. But there is one other very important thing.
What's that?
First, you must turn it on.
Perhaps the great Oz himself can help you. You must go to the City of Emeralds.
Where is the city?
It is exactly in the center of the country.
Is Oz a good man? Will he really help me?
Oz is a good wizard. Whether he is man or not, I cannot tell, for I have never seen him.
How can I get there?
For I have never seen him.
How can I get there? To the Emerald City.
You must walk. It is a long journey through a country that is sometimes pleasant and sometimes dark and terrible.
Strange lights appear in the skies all over the world. The wife of a carpenter experiences virgin birth, and a baby is born with a head that glows like a fluorescent lamp. Dare I ask it? Yes. Was the infant Jesus neither man nor God, but merely one of the countless aliens that visit the Earth each and every day? The answer, yes, definitely. Take that and shove it up the tube marked certainty in the fuzzy place called the Twilight Zone.
Savior is
something right now, man. That there's a pretty smart little old dog in there.
There were very few sorrows in the religions of ancient peoples because they believed so firmly in the reality of good that they even accepted troubles and tragedies as testings of good, of means of strengthening. Adversity tempers the steel of the human soul, making it strong in emergencies. And the old peoples of the worlds of long ago accepted many of the problems that we reject simply because they realized they were part of life.
Has the magic of Christmas silenced the screaming sirens, the whine of bullets, the thousand frightened voices of terror in the city at night?
Hello. I have a singing telegram for you.
Oh, nice. Sing away.
I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas. I wish you a deadly Christmas and no more New Year's.
Who is this?
I can assure you, friend, if you go out tonight, you won't live long enough to find out.
What was that all about?
No, nothing. Just some creep crawling under the woodwork.
Give us one more round and we'll be on our merry way, all right? All right? Good, good. Thanks. Thanks.
Here we have probably one of the most valuable instruments the world has ever been given. An instrument bounded and founded in the great triad of mathematics, astronomy, and music.
Okay, break it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Tonight, for the very first time on television, Santa Claus, Rudolph, Frosty, Charlie Brown, and the Little Drummer Boy combine forces to save Christmas from the evil plot of The Grinch, Ebenezer Scrooge, The Abominable Snowman, and Satan.
Hi, folks! This is Satan, just wishing you all a safe and happy holiday season. It's great to laugh and have fun with your friends this time of year. Heck, down here in hell, things are up for grabs. But if you've had too much to drink, then stay off the road. You get behind that wheel, I'll rip your spine out. You'll burn for eternity. Stay alive. Don't drink and drive.
All right, that's enough.
That's good.
Very, very good.
We're going to start saying Merry Christmas again.
Merry Christmas again.
Let's listen to an important public service message.
The ones who are the cause of trouble are those who want to resist knowledge and gain authority by allowing people to be less than they should be. Therefore, that which wishes to be popular, first of all, makes a virtue out of things that are not true. And as a result of that, everyone is worse off.
Corral your belongings and protect your children and pets right now. Corral your belongings and protect your children and pets right now.
Where prices are high and quality is low.
So brightly everywhere.
Manipulate the crisis. Giving me their mind. Pray not stupid. Pray fucking fine.
dictators and cold-hearted liars.
Tyrants and traitors and climate deniers. $5 spray tans with under-eye rings. These are a few of your favorite things.
I'm listening.
Burying tax returns after you file them. Tear gassing migrants for seeking asylum. Big fat ass buckets of fried chicken wings. These are a few of your favorite things.
I do like this thing.
This will be the last Christmas round the globe. For every new law passed here. Holidays must go.
Is the night before Christmas, and all through the town, everything's coming loose, everything's falling down. Be careful with that holly.
Don't nail anything to the wall, I'm warning you. Use Scotch tape. Scotch tape is better.
For paper, it's good. For holly, it's rotten.
Watch out what you hang on that chandelier. It's not strong.
Tinsel, tinsel, it's only tinsel.
It's too much tinsel.
What harm could one more teeny-weensy piece of tinsel do? Here, I'll show you. There. See?
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 M16s, 2 hand grenades, and a knife with a pair of
shots. Christmas time, time for taking, time for deceiving, time to rejoice in the pain and the fighting we see. On Christmas time,
thank you.
Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. 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 Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping.
So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Happy Holidays from CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey there, you're listening to 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That would be CKUW.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with your Friends card, your dollars get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub, with a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats. Your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM, fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon where I broadcast to you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.